The Tiny Desk Concert has become a mainstay of the internet music world. Intimate concerts from well-known and obscure musicians performing at Bob Boylan's desk at NPR headquarters. And for the past several years, NPR has opened up the Tiny Desk Contest, asking musicians from around the country to submit videos performing at their own tiny desks. This year, one of those entrants was Jackson Roltgen from Coeur d'Alene, and he joins me now to talk about his submission. Jackson, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell me, how'd you hear about the Tiny Desk Concert, and why'd you decide to submit this year?
So I've been a fan of NPR's Tiny Desk stuff for quite a while. I've always been following closely on social media and just kind of keeping up with the different things that they put out there, and always been really impressed with just the incredible talent that pops up, and a lot of the different artists that I look up to that have stopped by over the years. And so, yeah, I saw just on, I think, social media, I think, that they were doing a contest, and yeah, I thought I'd just drop by one of my songs from my new album, so.
And was this your first time submitting to the contest?
It is, yeah.
So your song that you entered with is called Help. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the song?
So Help is one of a couple songs off of my new album called Sentimental that I made last year, towards the end of last year. And one of a couple songs that I wrote for my friend, actually, who lost his father. We'd become friends while we were stationed together in Japan while in the Air Force. And yeah, he had lost his father and was kind of going through a difficult time. So a couple of the songs in the album are kind of dedicated to him, and that's one of them. It's also kind of a song that was written towards the start of kind of some turbulent times in our nation and in the world in general. And so I wanted to write a song that was kind of for the community, kind of for just sticking together and being there for each other, and a kind of a bluesy, soulful reminder to just to be there for one another and to give help to each other, because we need that fundamentally as human beings. So that's probably the song that encapsulates that idea the most on the album. But yeah, that's what it's about.
Well, to help our listeners get sort of a sense of it, let's play a little snip of that
sure.
Song. This is Help by Jackson Roltgen.
Sometimes life don't feel like you thought it would. But every new day is harder than the last. And you'd trade most anything for just a little strength to carry on. It can be hard to think the storm is ever gonna pass. And now what it's like to lose your home. Treat it like a secret just to save your pride. But I'm telling you now that it'll only break you down. Think you gotta keep it all locked inside. Everybody needs someone to turn to. So if you need a helping hand, brother, you know that I'll always be your man, brother. Cause sometimes even the strongest of us.
That was Jackson Roltgen and his song Help, his submission to this year's NPR Tiny Desk Contest. You mentioned that this song is about sort of helping each other in the community, and the lyrics really refer to, you know, helping people through rough times, which it feels like a very appropriate song for everything that we're living through right now. Do you feel it is especially relevant right now?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's always kind of this stigma. Sometimes, well, at least sometimes there's a stigma, I think, with with asking for help and feeling vulnerable to need other people, whether that's just in conversation and talking about the way you feel or what's going on in your life currently, or more practical needs. But I think I think that's one of the things that we're built to do as human beings, is help each other out, understand each other, study each other, and be a friend. So that's one of the most beautiful aspects of being a person. So yeah, you know, between the coronavirus things and the racial divide that has been happening in our country for such a long time, and it's kind of come to the front scene again lately. Yeah, I think being an understanding person, being a listening person, and being a person that's willing to help other people is probably more important than ever. So,
yeah, that's well said. And speaking of help, you have some backup guitar and vocals in the video. Who's playing with you here?
Yeah, so a couple of my friends there are in the video. I recorded this song a while ago, and they learned it pretty quick for this video, so I was really appreciative of that. Yeah, it's my friend Drew Brereton on guitar there, and then Kara Werner, who is the wife of my drummer, Jack Werner, and she has a fantastic voice. So yeah, those are the people that are featured in the video. They're very talented musicians, and yeah, I'm very fortunate to know them.
So, you know, obviously this has been a strange time being sort of isolated from people, but I think especially for musicians and performers who are used to sort of going out and communing with audiences, have you been able to continue making music and finding ways to connect with folks?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's been particularly strange for me because, like I said, this album is my sentimental, is my first album, and I just started making that towards the end of last year. Put it out towards the beginning of this year. So with the idea of kind of starting to build some momentum this summer, and then with things kind of being on hold more or less with the coronavirus. Yeah, so it's been a little bit of a challenge for sure to get out there and get playing, but I've been able to do that a little bit. And then putting out some content online and stuff, this album, of course, being one of those things on Spotify and Apple Music. But yeah, I mean, it has been challenging. It has presented its share of challenges for sure. But yeah, I think as time goes on, you know, we'll be able to see ways to kind of overcome some of those things.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jackson Roltgen, his submission to this year's NPR Tiny Desk contest is called Help. You can find the Tiny Desk videos and submissions from all around the country, including here in the Inland Northwest, on the NPR Music page, and we'll have a link to it from SpokanePublicRadio.org. Jackson, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.